Okay, good evening, everyone. The past few shiurim, we've had this chus, we started the halachos of responses in the middle of davening. We discussed before Psukah de Zimra, during Psukah de Zimra itself, and
unmuted.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah, sorry, I did not.
Okay, so we were in the middle of discussing responses in the middle of davening. We discussed before Psukah de Zimra, we discussed during Psukah de Zimra, we discussed Hallel, and we discussed stopping for Hallel, and we discussed last night during Baruch Sha'omer and during Yishtabach. Tonight, Bezra Hashem, we're going to discuss the next part of davening, which is, as you know, the brachos of Kriyas Shema and Kriyas Shema itself. After Yishtabach is over, so now Psukah de Zimra is finished, and we have now the brachos of Krishma, Yotzer, and Avaraba, or Avas Olam, and then we have Kriyas Shema. And the next level of stringency is what we call Bein HaPrakim, the intervals, which means starting from the Birchas Yotzer, there's numerous paragraphs. So the Bein HaPrakim means in between the paragraphs. Means once one paragraph ends, for example, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros, until the next one starts. It may only be a couple of seconds till you start the next one. But in between, once one paragraph has ended, before the next bracha, before the next paragraph begins. So there's after Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros, before Avaraba, then as far as after, and then after Habocher Ba'amu Yisrael Ba'ava until Shema starts, we'll talk about that shortly. And then, as far as also Bein HaPrakim, there's in between the first and the second paragraph of Shema. We know there's three paragraphs of Shema. V'hafta and V'hayim Shemoa is the second paragraph. So in between the first and the second. Also between the second and the third. V'hayim Shemoa and Vayomer, the parasha of Tzitzis. But not after Shema, before Emes V'yatziv, that needs to be connected. Fine, not for now, but what we're going to discuss tonight is the Bein HaPrakim, the intervals after Yotzer HaMa'oros, before Avaraba, and in between the paragraphs of Kriyas Shema, once you have finished one paragraph and you have not started the second paragraph. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out the following. In regards to Bein HaPrakim, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that a person is allowed to answer Amen to any bracha that you hear. And the Chazon Ish says this as well. And you may be surprised about that. I was also surprised about it until I learned that halacha. That when in between the paragraphs, even though you're in the middle of davening, but you're, as long as you're in between the paragraphs, your Bein HaPrakim of Kriyas Shema and the Birchos Kriyas Shema, then you are allowed to say Amen to any bracha, whether it's the Chazan or whether somebody next to you makes a Ha'etz on an apple. You're allowed to say Amen to that bracha. Except after the bracha of Habocher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahava, before Kriyas Shema starts. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is more strict, and you should not say Amen to other brachos. The best is, if you're in Shul and you're together with the Chazan, in that case, then the best is to say, is to end off that bracha at the same time as the Chazan, with the Tzibur, with the congregation, to avoid the Amen from that bracha itself. Fine, if you're not so worried about davening in Shul, don't worry about that just yet. Don't focus on that if that's going to confuse you. But Bein HaPrakim, the Mishnah Berurah says that you are allowed to say Amen to other brachos. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person should not say Asher Yatzar Bein HaPrakim. Rather, the person should wait until after Shemona Esser. We've mentioned that it's better to go to the bathroom before a person davens, but sometimes a person is not able to, or they did, and then they need to use the bathroom again. So if a person uses the bathroom Bein HaPrakim, you should not say Asher Yatzar at that point. Rather, you should wait until Shemona Esrei is over, and then you say Asher Yatzar at that point. Also, by Bein HaPrakim, in between the paragraphs of the brachos of Kriyas Shema and Kriyas Shema itself, a person is allowed to answer Kaddish, allowed to answer to the Kaddish. The Chazan says Kaddish, but over here, it gets tricky. That the only time, only way that you answer the Kaddish is only the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, Mevarach La'olam Omei Omaya, and the Amen at the end of the Kaddish to Damiron Be'alma. You'll know that the Chazan says Damiron Be'alma V'yemru Amen. So to those two, you're allowed to say Amen. Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and also the Amen at the end of the Kaddish, but not the other Amens to the Kaddish. There's other points of saying Amen to the Kaddish, especially by Sfarad. There's even an additional one, V'yasmach M'kon V'kor M'shichei, but The other amens to the Kaddish of the Chazan, those are just a minhag, and therefore you should not say amen to those, and you should for sure not say berichu or baruchu v'ruch shemai, but you should say only amen to Kaddish of amen yehi shmei Rabbah, mevarach la'olam lo me'amaya, and also the amen to damiram bi'amah. So that's the first time we've had such a concept. We've been discussing various different halachas of during Pesukah de Zimra, etc., but that's the first time that we have such a split that you should only say the amen yehi shmei Rabbah and the amen to damiram bi'amah. Also for Kedusha, we're going to have a split that we haven't had yet. And by Bein HaPrakim, we say that for Kedusha, the Chazan is saying Kedusha, the Shul is ready up to Kedusha, you only say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos Malach Al Eretz Kevodo, and Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Kaimai. So just those two, Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem Im Kaimai, but not the other parts, meaning not Yimlech Hashem Le'olam Ha'atzim L'davredar Halleluka, or Az Bekal, and all those extra parts, those are not said if you are holding Bein HaPrakim. We'll discuss the next step as far as when you're in the middle of a paragraph, but when you're in between paragraphs, you just say the basics to the answering of Kedusha, which is Kaddish, Kaddish, and Baruch Kavod. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Also for Modim Derabanan, let's say the Chazan's up to Modim. So you just say the words Modim Anachnu Lach. You do not say the entire Modim Derabanan like you would if you were in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. Rather, by Bein HaPrakim, you just say Modim Anachnu Lach. Just those three words. You don't say nothing, but you just say those three words. Also, you do not say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemoy, like we said before. And for the bracha of thunder and lightning, during Bein HaPrakim, you are allowed to say thunder and lightning. We are afraid that you lose your opportunity. So for thunder and lightning, we say that you are allowed to say the bracha on thunder and lightning when you are Bein HaPrakim. Okay, for tonight, we'll keep that. That's it for the halacha for tonight, because that's a little bit confusing. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll continue in regards to the next step of stringency of answering. In this past week's parasha, in Parashas Kedoshim, there's a medrash in the beginning of the parasha. It says, Kedoshim to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Kedushasi lemala mikedushaschem. And my holiness is greater than your holiness. And I once heard a Chassidish Shavart that it could be read a little bit different. That Kedushasi lemala, that Hashem is saying, my holiness lemala, up above in heaven, is mikedushaschem, is because of your Kedusha, from your Kedusha. Meaning the amount of Kedusha, so to speak, that Hashem has is based on how Kadosh we make ourselves and how much we reflect Torah values. And it's a tremendous achrayus that we have an ability to cause how much Kedusha Hashem has. If Hashem has it that Nebuchadnezzar's nation of Klal Yisrael is not performing the mitzvos and is not keeping to the Torah, then, so to speak, Hashem's Kedusha is not at its highest level. But if we have Kedusha, then Hashem's Kedusha Lamala is mikedushaschem. That is based on our Kedusha. And if a person wants the Shekhinah to reside amongst us, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichem, we should try to get the Shekhinah inside every single one of us and inside our homes, our own mikdash ma'at, then it is up to us. And many times a person, it's very important for a person to stop and think, I have a home, is the Shekhinah going to be comfortable in my home? Is there shalom? Is there peace in my home? What type of social media do I bring into my home? Which type of magazines? Is the Shekhinah a place? Is the Shekhinah going to be comfortable to enter into my house? That's what we want. And it all depends on if we are able to raise our level of Kedusha and our level of Kedusha in the house and with our children and with our family, which means getting along and being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, then Hashem's Kedusha will want to be amongst us. And it depends on us if we have that drive. And this is very nogea for tonight. Tonight is the night of Pesach Sheni. Tonight and tomorrow is the 14th day of Iyar. And that is the day of Pesach Sheni. In Parshas Baal Oscha, people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they complained. They said, listen, we were Tamei in the last month when the Karban Pesach was brought, and some people can say, listen, I was Tameh, I was Potter, there's nothing I could do about it. But these people were not like that. Klal Yisrael, they wanted to have the mitzvot. They didn't want to be exempt. They wanted to have the obligation. They wanted to bring the obligation upon themselves in order to go do the mitzvot. They wanted to be chayiv. Really, they were exempt. No, they wanted to be chayiv. They wanted to be obligated in the mitzvah in order to go ahead and have the schus of doing that mitzvah. And sure enough, they were given the day of Pesach Sheni, and somebody asked me tonight in the Tuesday night shir if it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. I don't think it's a mitzvah. It's for sure not a mitzvah midiraisa, a mitzvah midirabanan. It's a minig. It's a nice thing to go ahead and try to eat matzah tonight or tomorrow. It's a nice thing, but the one lesson, very important lesson, Bez Hashem, maybe tomorrow night we'll learn another lesson, but a very important lesson for Pesach Sheni is to have that drive, to want to be able to bring Kedusha into our lives, and then Bez Hashem, Yisbarach Hashem, will rest His Shechina amongst us and give us Shefa, Brocha, and Hatzlacha. Okay? Everybody should have a good night.